Dan Wormuth was an avid cyclist growing up, but a broken back suffered during the Vietnam War kept him away from the bike for years. That was until a ride to recovery event came through the Florida town in which he was living. Since then, he's taken part in 10 rides. But many of his fellow cyclists are much younger, veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I have a lot of connection with them because, especially coming from the era I did, they didn't appreciate us so much when we came home. It's an understatement. We will not let that happen for our young guys.
He says his role is to help, encourage, and push the younger veterans.
Yesterday we were riding, coming into Fort Knox, and I was coming up on somebody. We were lagging. We were tired. Big hills, real tough riding. And somebody hollered at the guy next to me, said, "Don't let that old guy take you." And so he started kicking it, and he started pedaling. Well, I can't let the young punk kick me either, so I got to take it. And then we started yelling at each other. And then we just had a wonderful time yelling back and forth, giving each other energy and encouragement. And we finished the day.
One of those younger veterans, Mike Loggy, was in the military for 18 years, did 3 tours in Iraq, and now works at Fort Sam Houston in Texas.
I ride for all my brothers and sisters that couldn't make it. I lost quite a few people over in Iraq, and I ride for them, and I ride for myself and my family. It's great to just see everybody come out, and it's a challenge, and it's good to see people push themselves to know what they're actually capable of.
Cyclists battled the elements, most notably rain and hail on Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday was sunny and mild. Group departs from the Holiday Inn in Bowling Green at 9:15 Thursday morning and heads to Fort Campbell later, en route to their final destination of Nashville. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.